We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet on Beis, and we're beginning on top of the Amud, the new Mishnah. Back to Kosef. HaKosef Shtei Oisis V'Helem Echad, Chayim. You write two Oisis in one forgetting, one sitting. They forgot that it was Shabbos. You are Chayim. Kosef V'Dioi, you wrote it with ink, and we'll say all the inks, tomorrow we'll explain what type of inks they are. Kosef V'Dioi, B'Sam, B'Sikra, B'Kumis, V'Kankatoim. U'V'Chol Dava Shuroish, anything that lasts, you are Chayim. Al Shnei Kosloi Zovius, you write one letter, two in a corner, that are right next to each other, the corner, and you write on one wall one letter, and the other wall right on the other side of the corner, another letter. Or Balshnei Levachei Pinchas, they used to make, those days to have like the store owners for credit, to write them the credit. They had these like things that have shaiva on it, wax, like wax boards, and they carved out, they wrote on them. So let's say you wrote on two different boards, and you could read it one to another, because you wrote right one at each end of these boards, of these writing boards. So then, the halacha is, that's also chayiv as two letters. You can read it one with another, chayiv. HaKosef Avasara, someone writes on his basar, chayiv. HaMasarit Avasara, if he scratches out something on his basar, on his skin, he scratches out some lettering, Rav Eliezer, chayiv. Chatos v'cham parit v'cham hold your pot, hold that's not the derech. Kosav b'mashkin, you wrote with mashkin, which means stam, like a may tutim rashas, like strawberry juice, or may peris, or other type of peris. Ba'avak drachim, you wrote with cement, like with tit, with mud. Rashas, another pshat, avak drachim means you carved out writing in the sand. Or ba'avak seifrim, you wrote with the dust from the seifrim. V'chodov she'inim eskayim, anything does not last, then you potter. It's like writing on a fogged up window, you potter. La'achar yodoy, if you write in the back of your hand, but potter means potter av osser. These things that are not meskayim, it's potter av osser. It's not chayiv, but it is osser. La'achar yodoy, you write back of your hand, v'ragla with your foot, b'fiv with your mouth, v'rafikoy with your elbow, you put the pen to your elbow, or back of your hand, or in your foot, or in your mouth. Kosav ois achas somuch l'ksav, you wrote one letter only next to a different ksav, even different ksav. Or you wrote on top of a different ksav. You wrote to write a ches. A ches is made out of two zions, and you forgot to make the top, the crown, and different land between two zions. Or achas baras achas b'kari. You wrote one on the ground and one on a beam. Or kosav abeis kosav bayis. You wrote on two different walls that can't be read with each other. Or shnei dafei pinkas. Or on two different writing boards that are not next to each other that can't be read with each other. In negum zayis, they can't be read one to another. All these cases are potter. Starting with b'klachayad, or if you wrote only one letter, or if you wrote ksav agav ksav. Or you try to write a ches and you write two zayins. All these cases are potter. Kosav ois achas tetrikin. If you wrote one ois as an atrikin, you have a little reish with a little shmijik on top of the reish that stands for reb. So it's really like two letters, but it's one letter, but it looks like maybe two because it stands for rav. Rav Yeshuva Mseir Mechayiv. Rav Yeshuva Mechayiv. V'chom parit v'chom hold. You are potter. That's a chom hold you potter. Rav Yeshuva Mseir Mechayiv. And there's a toast before. It's mashma. That even if you write two letters, like an aleph and an aleph, which mitzvahs and stands for amin amin, still be part of yichachamim. You still be part of yichachamim. Rav Shmuel Maaseir holds yichayiv even for one, but the Rambam holds that the yichayiv in that case. So we have in our Mishnah all back siva, and the Mishnah said that if you write with dioy, sam, sikra, kumis, akankatoyim, v'chol davar shu reishim, all these cases are chayiv. What are all these things? Dioy is dusha, it's regular ink. Sam is sama. Sama is a type of gold type of ink. Sikra, Amar Rav Chana, Sikrata, that's a red type of ink. Rashi says they used to call the shields with it. It's a red type of ink. Kuma is Kankatoim, which is a type of sap. Sikrata Shema. Kumas is Kuma, which is a type of sap. Kankatoim is what? Amar Rav Chana, Amar Shmuel, Charsod Oshbechi. It's like shoe polish. It's a black polish that they use to color the shoes. So if you write with that, that's also Dava Meskayim and Yechayev. V'chol Dava Shu Roish, the Mishnah said, anything that lasts, what does it come and teach us? Lasu Yimai, Lasu Yehoda Tan Rav China, Kosvu, you wrote a get, B'mei Tiryo V'ev. So it says, Rav China looked at the Braisa, that if you write a get with Mei Tiryo, Rashi has Tupshotim, either means a type of Peri, or from Mei Geshomim, something that drips off the roof and gets a color from the rusty color, So it says, Rav Chanina says, if you write that, you write again, it's kosher. Vice does, it's a good ksav, and therefore we chayav on Shabbos also. Tani Rav Chiel regarding get, kosvu ba'avar, you wrote something with lead, b'shachar, or with shachar is like soot, from ashes, uv'shichar, which Rashi learns is like the shupalash, is kosher. You write with those things, it's kosher, so those are all these things that could be marbe and chodava shuhu roishim. Taisus asked that if shichar, Rashi says shichar, is the same thing like kanketoim, which is the shupalash, so why did Rav Chiya change the lashon and write shichar? Taisus says, Pirish Rashi aindament, vein nirada, may have a karle Rav Chiya, v'lishna achrina, loy naka le v'lashon mishna. So you blab shah with that. Like a part of this is all the inks, and basically any ink that's meskayim is chayiv on Shabbos because of kosev. The Mishnah said further, machloikis. It says if you write on your skin, then you're vada, you're chayiv. But if you cut out something, with like scratch your skin in a way that you can write something, that's machloikis. I'm a sarat avasari, Tanya, omo lehem rabbi liyazar, lehem holds you chayiv. So rabbi told the chacham, lehem ben sarata, in Mitzrayim, the Kishuv Machas, they were very makbid. They should not take out, you know, the book of sorcery from Mitzrayim, and you shouldn't know how to do it. So they had a checkpoint. They checked everyone when they came out if they're bringing any ksavim from the sorcery. Lamaisa ben Sadat had an idea. He carved it out on his skin. He wrote it on his skin, and they didn't chap him. So you see, Hoytik Shafim Mitzrayim, sorry, he brought out Shafim on Mitzrayim by scratching out on his skin. So you see, it is normal. Amor lo, you know, Shaita haya. Ve'im avi raya min ha-shaitim. He was a Shaita, and you don't bring a raya from a Shaita. Rashi shtus haya by lasis, Rashi ain't derech by adam oisin, namasa nafshe adava. It's not, it's a shtus, and don't bring a raya from him. Zotik Gemara Vaita. Kosav ois achas somach ksav. The Mishnah says, if you write one ois, you are not chayiv. You have to write two oises. And the Mishnah said, even if you write it next to a different ksav, you have the word of, you know, Shmuel without the lamed, you add the lamed, so still you're not chayiv. Even though now you completed the word Shmuel, still you're not chayiv until you write two oises. That's how the Mishnah says. So, Mantano, the loik Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'ima achas al orig chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer holds, not when you complete something, it's anytime you add a word or a thread to existing thing, then you chayev, because it's already a chashev a thing. So when I add even one thing to it, that makes a chashev. Even one stitch makes a chashev. Even one letter to something that's written already, that has a chashivas and you chayev according to Rabbi Eliezer. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Let's hold you chayev in showcase. You add on one letter, you're a chayev. And our Mishnah says you're not chayev. The Mishnah says further, ksav agav ksav, if you write a writing on top of another writing, so it says in our Mishnah, you're potter. It's not chayiv. Man tana or chis like Rav Yehuda. It's not like Rav Yehuda. Tanya, harei shayitzarach lichtav es Hashem. Someone who's writing Sefer Torah and he got to a makom where he's supposed to be writing the Shem's name. V'neskav lichtav Yehuda. Lemaisa, he didn't chap that you have to write Hashem's name. He tried to write Yehuda, but lemaisa, in his good fortune, he's left that a dalad. V'tov lehitaboy dalad. And now you have Hashem's name, you have Yudke Vavke here. So you have, it's a good Sefer Torah. The problem is that when you write Hashem's name, you have to have Kavana to write Hashem's name. And here you try to write Yehuda. So what do you do now? If you would write Yehuda, then you're stuck anyway, because you have to erase the whole, word, it depends what you're writing. If you're leaving, later erase it. But like upon him, then you'll be stuck. But here you wrote Hashem's name, so everything's good. But the problem is you don't have Kavana. What do? But Tavla hit the Dalit. Maver Lov Kumus Makacha. You write it over, you trace it over, and you do that with the right machshava, and then it's kilu, you're writing Hashem's name, and it's good. Because kulak sav, the Rabbi Yehuda. But chamayim, we know, ain't Hashem ramavcha. This is not a good shame. And the Hashem figure, chamayim argue with chlal, he holds not, ain't ksav, gav ksav, so it doesn't even count. He's just saying, even for you, Rabbi Yehuda, do you hold it's good? It's not shame ramavcha, because it's shinier, and it looks like a menumer. But like upon him, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? The ksav, gav ksav works. You can ask me, what do you mean? Maybe it's only here where you're adding something on. You're adding on machshava, but regular ksav, agav, ksav, you know, who do mask him? It's no good. So maybe it stems the Mishnah. So the Mishnah's mashma, evi ksav, agav, ksav, is potter. And l'chari, there is a case that's chayiv, where you're adding on machshava. That's a mashma, a Mishnah, every case is potter. So that's why it's not like Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you write over Hashem's name and you have machshava now, l'shem Hashem, it will work. So you see, ksav, agav, ksav, for Rabbi Yehuda is kol ksav. So, and our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara, the Tana, Kosov ois achas oshima l'seifa. Let's say someone writes one ois, and with this ois, the sefer is finished. Rashi speaks out, it means one of the chav dal svarim. Why does Rashi mean that? Why does it be chav dal svarim? Because what Rashi means to say is like this, that if you add on an extra, the last word of a book, of some, you know, storybook, so that doesn't mean you're mashma sefer, because you can add another chapter if you want. There's no one's stopping you from adding another chapter. So what makes that the end of the book? Mashayek in the chav dal svarim, which is given from Hashem, so then, the word is, we know exactly how many letters it has to be. So there it's possible that my letter actually completed the sefer. So let's say you write the last letter of one of Chav Dalet Svarim, Tana, Kosov Oizach Hashim Sefer, or Ara Chut Echa Hashim Lebegad, or you did the last stitching and now you made a nice suit, Yechayiv. So the Gemara, Man Tana, who's this Tana, says this Braisa, Amu Rav Barav Huna, Rav Eliezi, it must be Rav Eliezi, who's Dama Achas Al Ara Chayiv, that he holds that if you add on to Ara Yechayiv, and here it's even better, here you're finishing the sefer. But it's not Rabbanon. Rabbanon say, one is never chayiv. One letter is never chayiv. That's what Rav Huna said. Rav Ashi, Amar Filtim Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon Agar Eliezer, Lahashtum Shani. They'll be maskim, that here being mashlim the sefer, so it gives a much more chashivas. They'll be maskim here, that you chayiv even for one letter. When you mashlim a sefer, or you finish a beged, then even Rabbanon will agree that you are chayiv. You wrote one letter in Tveria on a paper, on the end of a paper. You wrote another letter at the different end of the paper in Tzipari. It's a good ksiva. Just one's in Tveria, one's in Tzipari. You bring it together, you'll be able to read it to each other. We said our Mishnah, you write on two different walls, or two different writing boards. But ain't negab zeze, you can't read one with another. You're potter. So he also, you can't read one with another. One's in the superior, one's in the inferior. So I don't know. But a case of the bias, in the case of the writing boards, it's worse. Why? You wrote it in a way where you can't read it one with another. The only way to be able to read it one letter to the next letter is by cutting out the wall that's in between, or cutting out the writing board that's in between. And that's a maisa. Hashem chos a maisa. The kreva. It's missing a maisa that will make it close to each other. Hacha over here, by the case of Tveria, if you have both papers next to each other, you can read it beautifully. The problem is, they're not in the same place. So that's not called a maisa. I just have to make a kreva. I just have to bring it close to each other. Hakol imachus a maisa kreva. I don't need a maisa to bring it close to each other. I just have to bring it. It's a chsar in the makam, in the place. But there's nothing in a maisa to cut anything out to make them readable one to another. So the word of Aita, Tano. Hagia ois achas. Chai. If someone's magia one ois in a sefer, he's chai. Frank the Gemara, what are you talking about? Has the cost of Isaac's potter? If you write from scratch a letter, one letter you potter. I give Isaac as a chai. If you give one Isaac a chai, I'm Rav Sheish. You shalcha by a skino because you're not lo gaga shalches. But also Zayin. You took off the roof of a ches, and by that you made in two Zayins. So there you're writing two letters. By that make me a go. It's like you're writing two letters. And even though it's not really writing, it's something called a chok toiches. I am doing something negative to create letters, like taking something away to create letters. But for Gavi Shabbos, it sounds like according to Rav Sheish, should be chayiv for Chok Toiches. L'maisa, I wrote two letters. So that would be a case where you might gear one ois and you chayiv because I'm writing two letters. Rav Amar, a different thing. Because not lo tagoy shal dalid va'osa reish. Itak was only one letter, and I turned the dalid and I made it into a reish. And what was the point of that? So Rashi says the case was that you masakin a sefer. Halacha is you're not allowed to keep a sefer Torah in your house. It's not muga because altishka and balecha avle. You're not allowed to have it in your house. And here he fixed this up. By fixing this up, it's ki'ilu he's mashlum a sefer. And we said before, if someone completes a sefer, he is chayiv on Shabbos. So here it's possible to magia one ois and you mashlum the sefer and you fixed up a sefer, then you chayiv. Tana. Someone was trying to write one ois. But all will be other time. He landed with two oises. Here's a case. He's trying to write a ches. And he lands writing two zayins. Chayiv. You're chayiv. But because of Maisi, he wrote two letters. But Tanan, and he was trying to do that. Just he didn't finish. And Maisi is two letters. But he's more about Tanan Potter. He says, I didn't write there Potter. Like Kasha, hold the boy Zuna, the boy Zuna. One, he made the tagim on the Zion. On the other one, he didn't make the tagim on the Zion. since he did not make Tagan HaZayin, therefore it's not finished yet. So he did not write two Zayins yet, and therefore he's not going to be Chayiv for writing the two Zayins. That would be the case. That's part of it. We didn't make the crowns yet on the Zayin.